And
sees you the other way.
And welcome to the Rainbow Fest Color Computer 3 Roundtable. My name is Lonnie Falk, and I'm going to mostly keep my mouth shut during this thing, which I know will be a... The people who will be doing some talking are here with me, and I think you probably, everyone knows who everyone is at this point, so I will just briefly introduce to my far left, Dale Laird, Steve York, Mark Siegel, and Barry Thompson. And over here in the corner, not because he's been bad, but because he's going to help you, is Dan Downer. Dan, raise your hand just for a second. We are doing a tape of this, and therefore what we would really ask that you do is as I will call on people and so forth, if you'd wait until Dan scurries to you with our portable microphone, so that we can not only get the words down on the tape, but also so everybody else can hear, assuming that the portable microphone worked. The best part of this is about to start when I shut my mouth, and what I'd like to do, gives me a great deal of pleasure and is a great honor for me to do, is to introduce Barry Thompson, who will make an opening presentation on the part of the entire panel. And at that point, after that, we're basically going to throw the floor open for questions and answers. Barry?
Thank you. How many of you were at the breakfast this morning? Okay, so some of you didn't make it. You all know about the new plain brown wrapper that your magazine comes in? Anybody wonder why it needs to be in a plain brown wrapper? You're going to do something with fold down, maybe? Told you. Turn the microphone off.
Okay, well,
now wait a minute. I didn't interrupt you this morning. So, anyway, I've got a few little stories back for you. Maybe this will stave off some question that you may have. First one would be dealing with delivery. We announced the Color Computer 3 in the 30th of July. Now, virtually all of the computers that we sell well are manufactured by Tandy Corporation. Radio Shack is the retail outlet or retail arm of Tandy Corporation. The Color Computer is manufactured by Tandy Corporation offshore in a Tandy-owned factory. The product was shipping the day we announced the product. The difference is about 45 days in transit time. It takes Radio Shack about 2 weeks to get a product anywhere in the United States once it's in the United States. The problem is getting into the United States. There was about a three-week period when we had several tens of thousands of product sitting on the West Coast in sealed containers trying to clear customs. We virtually inundated customs on the West Coast with so much merchandise they didn't have time to look at it. So thanks to our import trading company, they arranged for the sealed containers to be shipped to our six regional warehouses and have them cleared at customs there. The only problem is that we all of a sudden started delivering 40-foot containers to warehouses that didn't have a place to put them. So, What that means is there was an extra, you know, I say, well, the first lot is going to make it. Well, no, maybe the second lot will make it before the first lot. Well, no, maybe the third lot will make it before the second lot. And what ended up happening is all three cleared at the same time. Now, our normal system is incoming into the warehouse and a normal flow of product out to the field. So you don't have a whole lot of merchandise in the warehouse and clogging up the system. And what happens when you get three shipments at once is you clog up the system. So we've overcome that problem. Now the product is available, readily orderable by any Radio Shack store or franchise dealer. The next thing is monitors. Now, we told our sales personnel at the annual meetings that were held across the United States the month of August that the monitors would follow about 30 days after the computers. Well, I know that at least 12 people here got CMAs today, and it's been about 30 days since the computers were available, but we're doing a one each shipment to all the Radio Shack stores. And that lets them know that the monitors are available and can be ordered in whatever quantity you want to buy them in. Okay. In the way of software, I'm really not going to guarantee delivery any time other than sometime in my lifetime. We will get the product to you as soon as it is finished and is acceptable. The one thing that you may not know about Radio Shack is that we QC products like no other company. We want to make sure we have the problems, not you. This isn't to say that we don't catch all of them. Sometimes a few get through. But we want to make sure we catch all the big ones, the major ones, the ones that are fatal before they get out into the field. So we will ship the product as soon as it meets our standards, which we hope are your standards. Comments have been made throughout the day in various and sundry meetings about the Radio Shack store personnel. And that's okay. When I commented at the annual meetings to the store personnel about Radio Shack color computer customers, they had the same response. The one thing that I'll tell you is that there's probably a 1 in 4 chance that if you walked into a Radio Shack store, that you're going to run into a salesmaker that has less than 6 months with the company, which means that you who have been in the color computer market for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years will probably know infinitely more than that salesmaker. However, you will also find that that salesmaker is like a sponge. And after they find out you know more than they do, they will probably want to ask you a lot of questions. And I've encouraged them to do that, to find their local cocoa club and say, can you help? And we've got some in California and a few others across the United States that are actively working towards educating Radio Shack personnel. The only problem with that, what was that? Had a reasonable shares. The reasonable charge is the continuation of the product that is near and dear to yours and my heart. Okay. Now, the only problem that you run into is that, you know, you work with this product guy for about 6 months and you finally get him up to speed. And he gets promoted and transferred to another store, hopefully in the same town. Probably not so. So you have to start the process all over again. But bear with us. We do try. Sometimes we're trying, and sometimes we're very trying. The next thing that I want to cover is national parts. National Park is indeed a repair operation, not a retail operation. So there is product, primarily all of the Radio Shack upgrade kit, that are National Park stocked, which means that your normal Radio Shack store or computer center cannot order that merchandise. So taking your frustration, latent hostilities, and other comments out on the poor Radio Shack people because they won't order a product for you isn't helping because they can't. They're actually two separate operations. What that Radio Shack person has to do in order to be able to order you a part from National Parts, especially for this color computer upgrade, is to go to his repair center, make real good friends with the technician, and have them intercompany stock transfer that product to his store. Now, if you pick up the product, decide this isn't what I wanted, it doesn't work, you take it back to the store gives you a refund because he has to, and he eats that inventory. He cannot send it back to National Parts because he never had authorization to have the product. So what I suggest to you is that bypass the middleman. If it's an upgrade kit for the color computer, you make good, close friends with the technician in the repair center. He's going to know infinitely more, and you're going to get a lot less miscommunication, and your aggravation level will go down considerably. Now, keep in mind that they are a repair organization, not a retail organization, so they're really going to be interested in installing that upgrade for you. That's how they make their living. But, you know, if you're polite enough to them and treat them like they were something special, they'll probably end up doing it for you, at least getting you the parts so you can do it yourself. That's about it. I have another note down here about Radio Shack products, but I don't want to talk about products, at least not yet. I will now open it up to questions. Don't holler out questions until we have some funny walking microphones there.
Everybody in the room might not know something that I think I heard you say earlier today about the multi-pack upgrades.
Everybody might not.
In terms of whether they're in stock or not.
Oh, multi-pack. The two fixes that everybody in Radio Shack's been referring to as far as the multi-pack interfaces are concerned are in stock. They have been in stock in National Parts, home office or central office or central warehouse since before the computers were in the warehouse. The problem is that they don't necessarily notify or automatically drop ship the fact that they are available to the field. So you need to recommend, after you've made real close, intimate friends with the repair tech, that he may want to call into his boss or district office or central office to find wherever he calls to get merchandise to find out for you. But the two parts are available, the PAL chip and the satellite PC board. Yeah, make him run all the way across the room.
I wanted to ask about the 6847T1 VDG that's in the Tandy Cocos as opposed to the Radio Shack label Cocos. I have tried to order that from National Parts, and I have used the correct part number as listed in the B service manual, and they keep sending me the original 6847. Under the new part number, even though, you know, the old part number has the old part has a different number.
As far as what National Parts is, everybody's hearing these questions, right? So we don't have to repeat them. If you can't hear the questions, let us know. We'll think about it. What National Parts does or does not do as far as sending you parts, I can only conjecture. I should have made it a little clearer. I work for Radio Shack Merchandising, not National Parts. They are a separate function from Radio Shack. They are more like part of Tandy Corporation. I don't know what their part number listings are. I have no control over their inventory or what. I don't buy product for them. So I really can't help you. That's why I'm saying is that you need to talk to the repair tech and have him research it, because he will understand their system a lot better than I, because their system is not set up the same way that Radio Shack's ordering system is. The repair tech didn't believe you. In other words, you're saying that you were not successful in making this person a close personal friend. When you get to the point where you can say, trust me, then you're there. Only in San Francisco.
I believe. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me, Dale.
Great, 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 great.
Should I buy the 128K machine and then put in the 512K board? Or is Tandy going to later build the machine and sell it at 512?
Well, let's see.
Depends how long you want to wait.
No,
How long will I have to wait?
No, I think the answer to that question depends entirely upon you collectively. Right now, 128K, and later on buying the 512K is the way to go, obviously, because as far as I know, there is no orders for a 512K version of a Coco 3. Of course, that's all subject to change tomorrow, because again, we are a retail mass merchandising company, and what the consumers in number, in sheer volumes, demand is what we react to. Now, I'm talking about mass demand. There's a lot of people in here, but I could sell every one of you a color computer today, and that wouldn't even cover what we normally do in a day's business. We're talking lots. So my answer to you would have to be based on what I know today. Buy the Coco 3 today, get the 512K upgrade when it's available, because if you wait for a 512K version out of the box, you may be waiting a long time. Come on, somebody wants to know something. Ask me a good question.
When will technical data for the Color Computer 3 be available?
When will technical data for the Color Computer 3 be available? We are working on a service manual. We are also working on a new technical reference manual that just happens to combine all the umpteen variations of color computers since 1980. When those are going to be available depends on how often the writers get pregnant. Nothing slanted or chauvinistic about this, but when we introduced the color computer in 1980, the writer, for those of you that bought the machine, remember we only shipped you half a manual, because halfway through production or developments, the writer that was writing the manual decided to get pregnant and worked half days at home after she had the baby. Well, we decided to do a Color Computer 3, and lo and behold, another baby. So she's now working half days at home, so it's a little hard to tell you when, but she's a very good writer. Excellent as far as the reaction response that we've gotten from the field so far, the field being you, the customers, over the last 5 or 6 years on our documentation that comes with the machine. It's been very well received, and we like the way she writes. So I don't want to say soon, because that's such a nebulous term, but
soon.
No, he'll probably come after us with a hatchet.
Yeah.
Do you have to buy the Radio Shack disk controller, or can you just use yours for the Color Computer 3?
Do you have to buy a Radio Shack disk controller, or can you use someone else's disk controller with the Color Computer 3? That depends entirely upon the design of that person or company's disk controller. We cannot say one way or another. It depends on how they designed the original controller. If it addresses the hardware specifically, I'll tell you that, no, it probably doesn't work on a Color Computer 3. Did you have a follow-on while he's walking around? What was your follow-on? Holler. Stand up and holler. So you have a Radio Shack controller with 1.1 DAW. What is the stock number on top of the controller? Do you remember? If it's got 1.1 in it, it probably is a 26-30-29 or 31-29, in which case, yes, it will probably work on a Coco 3.
All right, now that the Coco 3 seems to be hitting the market like a ton of bricks, what's in the future for Radio Shack support of the other Color computers?
We will continue to support the product as long as there is a market for it.
Again, you have to use a little bit of tempered reason here. We are a mass merchandising retailer. We are consumer driven. As long as the demand is for the product, we don't worry about how many we can sell. We worry about how few. We have to have a certain minimum volume of product moving through the chain. That's the 5,000 to 7,000 Radio Shack stores and dealers in the United States, just to maintain the reasoning for carrying that merchandise in inventory. We don't care if we can sell 20 million of them in a month. We worry about how few we have to sell. As long as the demand is there, the product will stay. When the demand comes for a bigger, better, faster, cheaper product, that's when we go. But the demand has got to be mass. It can't be from a vocal few, even though you are very vocal.
Yes, I had the opportunity to see one of the new Coco 3s a couple days ago, and we used a program that came with the Rainbow. After looking in the new Vista, or the extended basic book, I noticed that there was some commands used that were not in the book, specifically like baud and so on. Are there going to be, or is there going to be a book out with the disc extended commands that are not included in that new book?
There are no additional commands in that are not documented. I don't know, baud is not a command.
That happened to be in a program that was in the Rainbow. I was wondering why. It looked like a command. It said baud.
Lonnie, are you perpetuating rumors here?
I think that's probably an article I wrote.
Oh, Dale.
Maybe I should answer that question.
Oh, go for it.
Baud is just a variable. You know, baud equals 3. Baud equals 1,200. It's a x equals y. It's not a command. It's a variable.
Will the Coco 3 work properly with a 1.1 disk ROM?
It doesn't matter whether it's 1.0 or 1.1, it will work correctly with either.
Something very simple. Do you think you could start carrying Rainbow or some of the other magazines? Some of us have to travel a long way to find a magazine if we don't have it on subscription. Even if it's only one or two in a store, you would thoroughly appreciate it.
Okay, that's a very simple question to ask. And there's two answers. The one is very simple. That's subscribe to Rainbow. Then you only have to walk to your front mailbox. The other is not such a simple answer. We tried in the computer centers carrying certain issues of magazines. I don't know whether that's still going on right now or not. I believe one of your magazines was included in that. We have a very large problem being a mass merchandiser in time-dated material. It takes a new product in Radio Shack about 2 months to go from the warehouse to all stores. We have half of our Radio Shack stores inventorying every other month. So a monthly dated magazine is obsolete before it gets to half of the stores. We do not have the facilities to carry time-dated material. Plus the fact that at the end of the month, any of those that you haven't sold, you get to send back to the publisher of the magazine for some kind of credit, in which case you're paying a small fortune Only if you want to put them into Radio Shack stores, you get them sent back. It's something that we could not do. And the other end aspect of it is, if we were to open it up to one or two, we would alienate the other 80 or 100, in which case we'd be cutting off our nose to spite our face. So it's either all or none, and we can't afford to carry all.
If I might just interject for a second, obviously, as a person who publishes Rainbow Magazine, is, you know, I've probably got more at stake in wanting to do that than anybody else. But I think, first of all, as Barry said, Tandy was very open with a controlled experiment for three other magazines in the MS DOS field. PCM, which of course is our publication, and two other magazines with lesser reputation. The experiment did really not work, both in terms of what Tandy expected out of it and in terms of what we expected out of it. And I think finally, if that doesn't say it all, if many of you, I'm sure, will remember that Tandy used to publish a publication of their own called Microcomputer News, and they had a great deal of difficulty delivering their own publication in-house to their own stores on time and in a timely manner, simply because they're just not set up to do that sort of thing. So, yes, it would be nice as far as we're concerned, but as Barry says, I think the answer to it is that, right, you know, don't walk down to your store. You can just go as close as your own mailbox, and it costs you less money too.
Yes, we know that Radio Shack is conveniently close to everyone because there's one just around the corner, but your mailbox hopefully is closer. But we're working on it.
My question was really directed at the person that walks, that wants the information and what's available. Even if there was one copy there, just to show them that there was something, because a lot of the users groups that are around, they don't know about. By the time they get out there, they've bought several programs that they don't want, that is no use to them, and they come to us in frustration. Where do I go now? And you know, maybe a little bit of information in each of the stores, at least a copy, maybe a back issue, to show them that there is something available out there. This is how you go about it. I find a lot of the salespeople have no knowledge about Coco.
I hear what you're saying. I really can't answer it, but based on earlier opinions of Radio Shack personnel, I venture to say that you'd have the same frequency of problems, be it Radio Shack or any other retail operation with the kind of volume and size that you have in Radio Shack, that you're going to have the same problem even if you stocked every magazine in the store.
If I'm
stocking the magazines and making them available is not going to improve that situation.
If I may point out to the gentleman,
which one?
Him.
Oh, him. Oh, okay.
Radio Shack now ships an advertisement for the Rainbow in its color computer 3 boxes.
I knew somebody was going to get one of those. Yes, we are. There is a subscription in most color computer 3.
Push came to shove.
We had to insert the basic manuals in the warehouse before we released the product because the manuals were printed here instead of in the Orient. They eventually will be, but time constraints. The manuals were written here, obviously in English. But the point being that while inserting the basic manuals, we said, yes, we can insert a little subscription form for Rainbow Magazine. I believe there's something like a free issue. Was there a free issue involved? If not, there will be.
There's a free
So most of the machine will have. And I'm not too certain, but I'm sure if you send in a photocopy of your receipt to Rainbow that said, I didn't get one in my Cocoa 3, that you might be able to work out a deal.
You mean that wasn't a free-year subscription, Lonnie?
No, that's a free issue.
Free trial issue.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Let me interrupt for just a second.
Again?
Ron Hinton is in this room. There's an emergency, and I have a message up here for him.
Come on now. You can go ahead and ask the question.
If Radio Shack advertises in Rainbow, would it make sense for there to be a reciprocal arrangement where Rainbow would advertise at the Tandy stores? Because it seems it'd be mutually beneficial. There'd be some facility at each Rainbow store.
It would make sense. Unfortunately, then you've seen the number of signs that we have in a Radio Shack store. Now, keep in mind that we advertise in virtually every magazine in the industry. And we would have to do then allowing those magazines also to advertise in a Radio Shack store. And we don't have enough room for the signs that we make them carry.
Well,
free, it's not a problem of cost. It's a problem of where are you going to put it?
Keep in mind, we have thousands of items in most Radio Shacks. And if everybody did that, then you'd have thousands of signs on top of the object that you wanted to go in and buy, and you couldn't find them. So it's a little
hard. It's hard enough to find them now, which is why we're going through the remodeling and the upgrade to the Tandy Technology Store and that stuff.
Hi. You spoke of a 128K and a 512K upgrade. What's the maximum address space on a new SAM chip?
GIMI chip can address a maximum of 512. It cannot go larger.
When will the 512K upgrade be available?
Sometime in my lifetime.
Of course, he dies tomorrow.
Unless, of course, I die tomorrow
or night. For tonight.
Yeah. The product, the memory upgrade is $149.95. It's AXX7117. It is in transit as we speak from the Orient, going to National Parts. Not knowing what the federal government's customs division is going to do to the container that shipment happens to be in, I cannot guarantee, but I would assume we're within the next 30 to 60 days.
Earlier you mentioned when someone was asking about compatibility of disk controllers, so that the stock number made a difference in your answer. And I think you informed.
It only made a difference in so much as that the early disk controllers required 12 volt. The later ones are only 5 volts, and the early ones will work with a multi-pack. All Radio Shack controllers will work. That is correct.
I have a comment based directly on that. When I took my Cocoa 3 home, I plugged my early disk controller in. It fit very tightly, and my disk would not function.
Okay. In an environment of that nature, there is some possibility that the first multi-packs had an addressing conflict.
No, he's talking about the fact that the controller wouldn't fit in the case. We haven't had any complaint from the field about that. You may have a unique case.
You've been cooking your computer?
I'd like to ask a question in reference to your advertising the Cocoa, whether it was 2 or 3, with school system. All I hear with my son coming home is the Commodore, the Commodore, the Commodore, and I am trying to get him Cocoa, Cocoa, Cocoa. And I just would like to know why you don't advertise it more or go into the school systems with it more. Then it's available there.
Well, let's see. We have a product line manager that is in charge of educational marketing and educational products, educational promotion. We have 20-some-odd regional educational coordinators and computer specialists in the business products areas, which there's about 500. Their only goal in life is to sell computer products into the school systems. As far as advertising, we advertise to the educators in educational magazines that unless you are an educator, you probably don't see. We spend in the hundreds of millions of dollars a year advertising into those markets, and we are very successful in many states. In probably half of the states where there is major computer emphasis, we are probably the leading installed computer. In some states, obviously the color computer didn't win the bid, but that doesn't mean we've given up. I believe wholeheartedly in the color computer. Like Lonnie said this morning, I've been with the color computer since before it was announced. The first one, way back when. I'm the only buyer color computer has ever known within Radio Shack. It's something of a passion with me.
An obsession.
I'm not quite a fanatic, but I'm about as close as you can get. I have to maintain a certain amount of sanity. But your point is well taken. We are working in those areas. We do have a very good marketing plan and strategy for networking and educational people that are set up and doing just marketing to the educational market. I'm not sold on Radio Shack, but if you'll notice, this is my official blue shirt. It's supposed to be white, but I decided I'd be Radio Shack today. So your point is well taken.
Do you suppose that you people can make peace with InfoWorld and get some advertising?
That's InfoWorld's problem, not ours.
World's problem. If you want to know the latest rumors and their latest speculation on what isn't going to happen, read it first in InfoWorld.
I was wondering what Mr. Bjork's plans for the future are and take advantage of the Coco 3's advanced graphic.
Let's see. I've been sitting here for a while. I don't like a question.
Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm trying to wake up here. Well, let's just say that you've seen Macintosh and you've seen Amiga and the ST, and they're quite impressive. Such and such, but for the last few months I've been going to different computer club meetings and these people show me their programs and I go, well, that's nice. I take a look at their on the Amiga, this one thing where you roll a marble down through this thing and I watch the thing go and oh, that's nice and nice and not anywhere close to what we're working on. In other words, basically a lot of the stuff that you've seen for the ST and the Amiga as far as its capabilities, as far as graphics, we will be able to exploit them with the Color Computer 3, and we will do them. I will not comment at this time exactly what we're going to do, but I have to say I am quite pleased with what I'm doing, and it probably makes Zaxxon look like a Pong game.
I would like to say give a comment. I am an educator, and I did speak to the powers to be in my county to put SoCo into our county, and they gave the rationale that the other computers had matched the curriculum with the curriculum that was existing in the county. So my statement would be perhaps you should have a curriculum specialist enter the marketing scene from that perspective rather than just a computer trying to rearrange education, have education be the primary focus.
Point well taken. That's primarily what the regional educational coordinators are supposed to do. However, there are 5,000 school systems in the United States, and there's only 20-some-odd regional educational coordinators. So obviously we can't hit all of them first. Obviously we will go to the school systems that have not already signed long-term guaranteed commitment contracts to those off-brand companies like Apple and Big Blue. But that does not mean that recently the state of Nebraska many years ago signed a long-term agreement with Apple.
so that every school system in the state of Nebraska had to buy, as first choice, Apple computers, whether they wanted them or not. Recently, though, we've been able to sell into those school systems a dozen, two dozen, three dozen per school, Dandy 1000s and color computers, depending on the grade level of the people buying the machine. The MS-DOS machines, you're finding onesies in the high schools, primarily for training and business. The color computer, because of the volume you can get for the dollars you spend, you can have more stations per student with color computers. And you're finding that a lot of the educators no longer want to honor the state-bound contracts. That is due in part to the local Radio Shack rep going out and beating on some doors. With the help of the computer specialists, the educational specialists, and the regional educational coordinators, it's a long, hard battle. The educational market is kind of unique in that it's not a retail business, and we are real good at retail, but we're learning how to sell in the other locations. So we're working on it, just to be a little more patient.
Hold on, we're changing tapes.
You haven't had any rumors in about 3 months. What's going on,
Gavin? Nothing. I'm just wondering, would someone undercut Coco sales and education to push the 1000EX MS-DOS for educational purposes, or do you perceive two separate markets?
Would be pretty difficult to undercut the price of a color computer with a 1000, being that one of them's $219 and the other $799. There's no way we could bring the 1000 under 219.
It'd be real good. Of course, if we did that, we'd sell a color computer for $29.95. What you'll see is experiment in marketing approaches on all of the various machines that Radio Shack offers. And what we have is not one answer to everybody's problem, but multiple answers to everybody's problem that makes us different from everybody else in the computer marketplace. We don't have just one answer. So what you'll see is directed vertical market advertising for specific product types to specific areas in business, education, and the home. So yes, you'll see specialized advertising on the EX and SX, usually to middle and high school and college. You'll see color computers, model 4s and EXs being promoted into the elementary, kindergarten, K-8 grade level. It's a marketing strategy we're going to try. We've been trying it with a certain amount of success over the last 6 or 8 months. It's working. If it works, don't fix it. If it's broke, do something else.
Barry, I know you're not with personnel, but I wanted to make a suggestion as far as the technical manuals are concerned that you consider hiring a male for the position.
Well,
that's not his job. He doesn't hire people.
Good thing he was changing tapes.
Considering the source. I've noted. It's a nice way to answer telex. Noted.
I'd like to know what the intended market strategies are for the Coco 3 in terms of applications, user demographics, competition with other manufacturers' products. Where are you going to sell it?
First of all, there is no competition to the Coco 3.
You mean?
We figure that approximately 80% of the people that buy a Coco 3 will own a Coco 2. We still think that there's a lot of entry-level people that will want to buy a Coco 2. It makes a lot of sense. I have a Coco 3 in the office, and it's a normal system. Okay? That's a 128K upgraded to 512, CM8 color monitor, Day-Zulu printer, multi-pack interface with dual disk drives and a 15 meg hard disk. That's normal.
Barry, no, it's 35. That's a normal hard disk, 35 meg.
I do with what I have.
No, different.
No,
17. That's what I'm using back in my office too. It's perfectly normal.
Yeah, it's normal. Now at home, at home I have a Cocoa 2 with dual ditch drives and a Akata SC100. But and a DMP430. To finish your answer, the color computer will continue as an excellent entry level machine. So we've done well with two versions. We've had a 16K or 4K and a 16K and a 16K and a 32K and a 16K standard extended and a 64K, et cetera, et cetera. Two units is a nice way to go. Obviously, we'll sell more 64Ks than we do 128s because we own more of them. And that's the product mix for the foreseeable future. Who's going to buy it? You are. You already did, hopefully. For those of you that didn't, thank you. Those of you that didn't, the vendor area will open at 11 in the morning. Demographic, I would say standard Radio Shack customer, which means that they're between the age of 25 and 60. They're white, middle class, blue or white collar worker. Their average income is about $35,000 to $40,000 a year. They're married with 1.X number of children. And both parents and the child use the machine. And then the average scenario is that the parents buy the machine for the kids to use it, to learn from, and the parents end up using the machine until the kids get smart enough to say, no, this is mine.
And that means anything.
And the parents have to go buy another one. And that's the scenario. And in some cases, yes, I'll admit it, some cases, the parent will actually go in and buy an MS-DOS machine because that's a real computer, right? They'll take it home, give the color computer to the kid. They'll use the 1000 or their MS-DOS machine for about a month, and then they'll give the MS-DOS machine to the kid, take the color computer back so they can get some work done.
Steve, you won't comment on what you're working on, but can you tell us what kind of time frame we're looking at as to when to expect some really good software?
Sometime my lifetime, but my lifetime, I want you to know I've been asking the same question. But I have a feeling that if I don't get that soon, my lifetime will be radically shortened.
I'd first like to thank you folks for doing what overall I think is a rather good job with the Cocoa 3. You surprised the heck out of you. I have many questions about it, but there are two I'd like to ask here.
Okay, two questions.
One regards what Dale on the table has referred to as the MoCo. A couple of weeks ago, I managed to sell Dale a monochrome monitor, and he hooked it up to his couple Cocoa 3, and he kind of liked the display he got. Now, I noticed that Tandy sells a very fine monochrome monitor, the VM4, listed in your catalog, your RS17 catalog, on page 10. On that catalog is a very professionally, very excellently done table, which matches up all the monitors that Tandy makes with all the computers that Tandy makes and provides very informative little stuffs in the boxes about what the monitor will do with this and that machine and what's recommended. And it's really very nicely done. I was very impressed. It's very professional, except for one thing. At no point in that table did you list the fact that your VM4 will work very nicely with the Cocoa 2 and provide those who cannot afford $300 for your very excellent CMA a very nice, crisp, sharp, 80-column display and admittedly sacrifice in color.
What's your question?
Why you didn't list it.
Why we didn't list it. Very simple. The chart was created by the buyer for the MS-DOS computers because there is so much confusion about which monitor works with what board in what computer. However, in the future...
Thank you.
But it was very elegantly stated.
Yes, we will take that under advisement, and I will not guarantee that it will get corrected soon. But the next opportunity where we decide to destroy the plate the catalog is printed on, therefore doing new that, then the chart will be amended.
And I think this is a great opportunity to let anybody that doesn't know out there, if there is anybody, that you can hook a monochrome monitor up to a color computer.
And yes, you can hook up an RGB analog to it at the same time.
That's right.
And a TV.
And a TV at the same time and run all three simultaneously.
And your eyes will be going back and forth in every which way.
But imagine putting one window on each screen.
All right, you can't do that.
You can't do that. You can't do that. I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer. Maybe next year. Second question.
One other question was, I don't want to embarrass you folks. You're nice people. But why didn't you just have your nice people out in Iowa set things up so that it's those folks who happen to be using a disk 1.0 ROM in their Tandy controller, why didn't you just ask them to set things up so it patched in a DOS command? I mean, after all...
It's more a contractual agreement with Microsoft than any other reason. We can't tamper with certain parts of Microsoft's code without getting into some contractual problems. So it's...
If you notice, there were no added disk command. Give us a real tough one. And give it to Steve.
A color computer can supposedly produce 640 by 225 resolution. And I'd like to know if the CM8 monitor can display that. Why didn't Tandy make that the maximum resolution?
Did you sit in on Mark talk this morning? Were you one of those unfortunate types that was 15 feet down the hall?
The reason we decided to take that approach was because the RGB monitor we sell can display 225. Unfortunately, very little else that is available can do that. We wanted to put out a system convention that would suit everybody and not just those people who were fortunate enough to be able to afford the CM8. Our competition, incidentally, has the same problem. They can't display over 192 scan lines on a TV or most monitors either. If you've noticed on a lot of the MS-DOS machines, if you hook them up to a TV, you don't see that last line. It's just a fact of physics, and we tried to do what was most useful to the installed base and come up with a single way of doing it and not have everybody writing different video displays.
So as an official policy, we've chosen 640 by 192 and 80 by 24.
Okay. Hello. I just wanted to point out that those of us who added black and white monitors to our Coco 2 often took the signal off after before the color was mixed in. Gives you a nice crisp display on a monochrome monitor. When I hooked my Coco 3 up today to my black and white monitor, get vertical lines on a black and white.
If you'll use the palette command.
We figured some of that out.
That will get rid of your problem.
Palette what?
Well, on the standard Coco screen, it's, I think, palette 12,0, palette 13,32.
Also, there is a poke that you can do, location I'm not aware of at this time, that will actually tell the GIMI chip to make sure that you are in a monochrome mode. This is handled very nicely under OS 9. You have a command that allows you to set your monitor type to either be color, monochrome, or RGB. And when you set it for RGB, the composite video is also set to monochrome. So that is a very nice way of handling it. It will give you a little bit of gray tones, but more importantly, the color burst signal is taken away and you get a very, very sharp picture, better than just setting your palettes.
One thing to add. Okay, that's OS 9 level 2.
Yes,
you're speaking of. And also the palette commands 12 and 13 work on a standard display, but if you're in a width 40 or a width 80, then your palettes are 0 and 8.
Nothing.
Okay, so
It's in Rainbow Magazine.
Also, the tape is only $6. Available tomorrow or sometime real soon. As a paraphrase or overstatement before we get with the next question, the second question.
Okay,
I'll state one simple thing. Obviously, some people at the front round table have seen OS 9 level 2. Some of them have actually even used it. So they sometimes know of what they speak.
Okay, the other one was just a general compatibility question. I ran a machine language program, which obviously is some illegal peaks and pokes.
And it did not.
And it bombed out. And
right.
I just wanted to ask, if something is written according to Radio Shack guidelines, is it guaranteed to run from transport from the 2 to the 3?
There are
or no, if there's some case that might cause it to...
There are no guarantees in this world. It more than likely, it should not have a problem, but there's just too much random chance of doing something strange, you know.
Well, do remember one statement the Radio Shack made many, many moons ago, that if you want to use more than 32K of RAM in your color computer, you should be using OS 9. And if you're using OS 9 level 1, version 2.0, and you boot it on your color computer 3, it will boot fine. But some of these programs that use all available RAM, that was something that we said you should use with OS 9. So it's not guaranteed that it will work in those environments.
We're 99.9% certain that virtually all the software that we have sold, Radio Shack, will work, with the exception of about 4 or 5 products, in one way, shape, manner, or form. If your software makes direct calls to the hardware, bypasses the vectors in BASIC, or otherwise bypasses the operating system, I will tell you right now, it will not work on a color computer 3. The comment was made earlier, and I've made the analogy a number of times. If we had a slide of the color computer 3 sitting over here, I could sit up there and say, this is the new color computer 3. It looks just like a color computer 2. It's identical to it, but we have made a few changes. We changed the keyboard, the badge, the PC board, the bottom, and the back. But other than that, it's just the same. Which means that the top key is the same for both machines.
Not actually, because
No, the top K, but not the back.
Well, the back of the top.
All right, it's it.
Anyway, it's not going to work.
Software engineering at work over here.
The current Radio Shack distribution disk, or OS 9C, in the documentation it mentioned CC2 for OS 9 level 2. But on the distribution disk, only CC1 is supplied. Will CC2 be made available as an upgrade?
CC2
is really more a batch file than anything else. I don't foresee us having a newer version of C out anytime soon because the version we've got works just fine on level 2 as it is.
I heard today that some programs will run, some programs won't. One specific I'm interested in is VIP Writer.
No.
It won't run.
That's not a product Tandy sells, you know.
It's an express order product.
It may or may not work. We don't really know.
The word that we get is that the individual modules from VIP don't. But the desktop, for some reason, does.
But we can't guarantee that it does or doesn't. They combined the $150 all of them in one type thing. For some reason, it does something different than the individual standalones don't. The best way to do it is to try it.
I have a question about what we might see in the line of hard disks. Might we see a more reasonably priced, more standardized hard disk anytime in the near future?
What do you mean by standardized hard disk? Would you like one that's smaller? Do you want one that's larger? Or what?
Cheaper.
At some point in time,
everything gets cheaper.
How long
are you willing to wait?
I don't understand what that's got to do with standard. It is an industry standard interface.
Which industry standard would you like us to use? You have Western Digital's, you've got Tandy, and we've sold our fair share of hard disks. You have SCSI, you have SASE. Which industry standard would you like to choose?
Well,
the cheapest one. They all cost about the same.
Well, I greatly appreciate your repositioning the arrow keys on the new keyboard of the Coco 3. The backspace key is a little too close to the enter key, and that can cause a little problems.
You'll get used to it.
When we do get around to re-engineering that keyboard, could you isolate the enter and break a little?
And maybe if we isolated the break key anymore, it wouldn't be on the computers.
And also,
enter key, yeah, we can take that under advisement.
And
for the
also, could you make it when you have your programs use of templates or overlays again to make?
Are you suggesting we bring back the old chiclet keyboard?
No. I'm suggesting that you put some sort of overlay that will fit over the new Coco keyboard.
Right, that would be a chiclet keyboard to be able to do that.
No. It could be like a rubber keyboard, a rubber overlay.
Sounds like a good product for a third-party person to come out with,
right?
I'm hoping Radio Shack would do that.
Well, you could only do it over, maybe the top row keys or something like that. You couldn't do it for all the keys.
What piece of software would you like to see this template work on?
Graphics and...
Which graphics package?
Things like Art Gallery and... advanced up things like Art Gallery.
Why would we want to do things like Art Gallery? I hate to say that.
Michael. And that program is going to follow me to my grave.
I have a comment on Coco and education. I work for a school district in Pennsylvania. We have 11 elementary schools with a minimum of 20 COCOs in each school. Now they're bringing them into the individual classroom except the computer room. Mine arrived on Friday, and our children are very versant in the use of COCO, and this is a special education class.
Do you know Maddie Lesnick? Do you know Maddie Lesnick?
No, I don't.
She was the regional educational coordinator based in Philadelphia. She is now the product line manager for the education.
They want you did a good job in Pennsylvania. And one additional thing that Tandy did that helped to get the teachers to accept it was they offered a 50% discount on anything we purchased from the school district. And I think that really helped to sell the teachers.
Thank you. Like I said, if it works, we'll do it some more.
As far as some of the older programs like the script set and all that, all the older software, will any of the stuff that came out from Radio Shack, the special stuff, particularly the script set, will that work on the disk version on the new color computer, or are there problems even with that?
No, that should work without any problem.
Script set works.
I am one of the very first owner of the color computer. I bought it for my son in December of 1980. One thing I would like to ask you, though, is I bought it through a mail house, and they had a Radio Shack register number. I remember that I paid $650 for it. However, I did save $250 by not buying the logo Radio Shack.
So what's your question?
Will I be able to get a Coco 3 for 30% off if I buy it through one of those mail order catalogs?
but you won't get the support.
Well, there's always going to be mail order business, and there's always going to be people that will buy a mail order because they know everything that there is to know about the product, how to work it, how to set it up, and they have no problem making long-distance phone calls all over the country trying to find who sent it to them, and that, or calling it the wrong time of your day to get a hold of them during their normal working hours. There are a lot of reputable mail order companies that are authorized Radio Shack dealer franchise stores. And if you opt to buy from them, fine. I don't understand necessarily why they do their pricing the way they do. I do understand mail order business. I can't recommend to you one way or the other where to buy your product, primarily as long as you buy it. But I will make one statement in defense of the local Radio Shack, and that's that when you do need service, when you do need that certain service and support, don't feel rejected if they're not real anxious to help you, because you've just spit in their face by saying, I bought this product for $30, so 30% less than you sold it to me for, but I'm going to come in here and rub it in your face and then ask you to support me as a customer. We at corporate make them support you no matter where you buy the product. But personally, I would feel very guilty about doing it. I would not buy. I owned my own photographic business for 3 years prior to working for Radio Shack, coming to work for Radio Shack, and I put up the same deal. In some cases, the mail order houses were selling product for cheaper than I could buy it. But when the customers came into my store with that brand new mail order camera and asked me how to load the film, they couldn't understand why I was a little bit testy.
Two or three years ago, when hearing rumors about the Deluxe Cooker, and now I see the 1000SX, I was wondering, was that the original Deluxe Cooker? Somebody changed their mind?
Those products has nothing to do with each other.
We got lots of time. We got lots of questions. It's okay. I've got the same answer.
Earlier this afternoon, Steve was talking about a joystick interface for the Coco.
Yes.
To make it a high-res joystick input.
Yes, yeah.
Who will be distributing it? When will it be available? And will it support 225 scan lines?
Radio Shack. First of the year.
And it will support 640 by 192.
We've got time for about 4 more questions.
One last note, it will sell for $995.
Yeah, it can be expensive.
I just want one question.
Go ahead.
I go into my Radio Shack store at home and buy the Coco 3. Will it have organized level 2 in it, or will I still have to go through the upgrade?
The products on a color computer product line are sold separately. So when you buy a color computer 3, you will get a color computer 3 with Microsoft Basic with enhancements by Microware. If you buy a disk drive, you will get a disk drive with a floppy controller, one blank diskette, and a manual. And if you buy OS 9 level 2, you get OS 9 level 2 with Basic 09. But when you buy one, you don't necessarily get the other two.
We got some up front. Come on up front.
Yeah, we got some. Run up. Come on.
Come on, man.
You haven't dug yet today. Let's get in there and move it.
And you got to remember, he's from Kentucky. He don't move.
Isn't that where they race horses?
They're from further south than we are.
No, that's where they grow grass. Kentucky bluegrass.
Okay. Back to one of the questions at the beginning about the multi-tech interfaces. On the upgrades for those, if I were to go next door tomorrow
and buy one, would I still need to send it off to have it upgraded at a later date?
Well, the multi-pack interface?
Yeah.
First of all, that's a big if, because you couldn't go next door and buy one, because I don't think anybody's got them next door. Microworld got them. Okay. Wrong again. And how come everybody's been coming up to me and saying, are they ready? Are they available? Okay. Obviously, they didn't go to the show. Once it's been upgraded, why would it have to be sent off to be upgraded?
Person. If you bought a new one, would you need
that? If you bought a new one? Oh, if you bought a new multi-pack, yes, you would. Sure. Forever. Forever. And item some.
I think that question was asked to me today. What's your upgrade? Will it still work with your solid computer too?
It will work very nicely with a color computer too, with the hardware we sell. There's some third party hardware that it will probably not work after the upgrade.
Okay.
Okay, we got this question, this lady in the
This lady, and that's it.
No, not guy. Not
oh, okay.
We got time. I'd like to see that guy over there. And how about over that section, you know, those 20 people?
Yeah.
This is Mr. Dion. I'm not going to ask detail, but I work in a Macintosh at work, and I'm much trying to work on my Cocoa at home. But I was curious if the graphics going to be more towards artwork or towards desktop publishing, which is what I use now.
Well, we'll probably see many packages possibly over the next several generations. No, seriously, we will probably see a lot of things in the realms of more than just doing RC graphics. We'll probably start seeing practical applications. There are many companies probably now looking at our Color Computer 3 as a very viable machine to sell software to that probably would never consider this game system before. Because they hear about OS 9 with the Windows and the point-and-click environment and says, hey, this is kind of like the Macintosh. Maybe we can take our Macintosh software, bring it over to this machine, and make some money. And that's the whole thing. If they feel they can make money at it, they'll do it.
You're also going to help in that. The more machines you buy, the more noise you make to your friends, to your neighbors, to anybody that's walking down the street. You know, stop in the middle of New York, roll your window down, holler out, hey, you got your Cocoa 3 yet? You know, consumer demand generate a lot of business and a lot of development in business. Yeah. So you can become a louder voice than you already are.
Yes. I would really very much like to have a think tank program like is available for Apple and for IBM, an outliner program that you can dump things in and so on. That's one thing this consumer would love to demand. The other question I had was along the lines of what you're talking about is how we can change the image from the game machine to something that's more productive. I have a business. I'm hoping I can use my Color Computer 3 with its eventual 512K in the business. I need more business application.
The challenge that Dale put out to you this morning, you got a customer right here. As far as changing the image of the Color Computer 3, it hadn't hurt it so far. Of course, I understand you take a lot of flack from those people with those expensive semi-computers, as do I. I am sitting on an MS-DOS Explorer. Of course, my work is done in half the time and twice as neat.
Let's make us the last one.
No, I got one more over there. In the scheme.
All right. I was just wondering if there was a reason why RadioShack didn't warn the third-party manufacturers that the address ranges FF80 to 9F would become unusable later on, which renders things like Cocomac.
Why didn't RadioShack warn people not to bypass the operating system, not to do this, to do that?
If I may say that, those people never asked Radio Shack the question. Had they have asked the question, they probably would have gotten an answer as to what addresses they could use and what they could use.
If I can add to that,
It's real simple. Don't make assumptions. It doesn't hurt to ask.
There's many people on CompuServe I talk to time and time again that are small mom-pop software development companies, and they complain time and time again that they get no support from Radio Shack and this, that, and everything. I go, well, have you ever called vendor support? Have you called these numbers? Well, no, I never called them.
Well,
and that's what you got to do is you got to talk to them. Tandy will talk to you.
You know, as a matter of fact, I mean, even in the column of somebody as unlearned as I, back as far as the introduction of the Telecomputer 2, when we were talking about upward compatibility, we've always said, as long as you follow the router, your program is upward compatible.
And there's not a great advantage to that other than the fact that as long as you maintain that upwards compatibility, you get to be compatible with an infinitely larger customer base, as opposed to some of the other people. Commodore, I think, was a good example, that obsolete their own equipment every 6 months, which makes it very difficult to develop software that runs. IBM and that other one, believe it, there are software that doesn't run on every IBM PC XT that's been made.
Our developers in this room, that the name vendor support is a new one too, though. I believe Mark has mentioned it on it was the first time I'd heard about it. Could you tell?
It's been around for a couple of 3 years.
Right. You know, it's again, you have to ask. I mean, we have lots of different departments that do lots of different things, and they're out there to support the people who buy our products. And, you know, don't blame us because the piece of hardware software didn't work because the vendor didn't bother to ask the question, well, what can or can't I do?
Okay, this is going to have to be in.
Okay. Do you have plans for a new multi-pack interface that will correct the problems of the old one?
Do we have plans for a new one? No.
Primarily because the major market for the color computer is still the color computer 2. And you have to look, I understand that you're real enthusiastic about the color computer 3, and God knows I'm not. But as you go with volume and percentages and what have you. So to say that there's never going to be a fix, we rarely use the word never. Because the next question you'd have is when? And can you get one? So, you know, the easiest way to cut it short is to say no. But who knows?
I'd like to thank the members of the Rectangular Roundtable for being with us. I'd like to thank y'all for being with us. And we'll see you tomorrow morning. Show opens at 11. Thank you very much.
Y'all come back quick, you hear?